どうも、ハーキャンです。
ケッチャンです。
Hello, welcome, welcome!
Welcome!
To the second episode of for SBO, Siblings Blowout.
Woo woo!
Woo!
So, what's new in your life? Har har.
So, last weekend, I went to California with my fiance for 3 days.
3 days.
Three days, two nights. And on one of those days, we went cycling through through the beach. Okay. And so I thought it's gonna be like a cute little, you know, bike ride. But then it ended up being like a 40-mile ride. Like
40 miles? Months.
It took the whole day. Like, we started from Redondo Beach, and we went all the way up to Santa Monica Pier, and all the way back.
Okay, so for our European listener, how much is 4 miles?
It's not four, it's 40.
Oh, 40.
40 miles, let's see, in kilometers?
It's 64.4 kilometers.
Kilometers? Oh my god. Kilometers? I don't know. It's the same thing. But yeah.
That's a long ride.
There was like a hilly streets too. And that really killed me, but I mean, the sight, the view was beautiful.
Oh, that's good.
So I guess it was kind of worth it. And we like, had,
No, go ahead.
And we had lunch in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
We had, there was this onigiri place.
Onigiri?
Uh-huh. And it was pretty good. I had the spicy eggplant, like nabo nasu onigiri, and the shiso umeshiso onigiri. Oishikatta.
Oishikatta no.
Oishikatta.
That sounds pretty good.
It was pretty good. No, it was very good actually. And there was an ice cream place next door. And me and Shin shared an ice cream. We got salted caramel.
The waffle. That's like a typical high school date.
We're high schoolers. what else did we do? That was in like the Santa Monica city. And then to the pier, it was another 5-minute bike ride. Which doesn't sound bad, but at that point I was already tired, so it was kind of like a struggle to get bike those last 5 miles or the 5 minutes. And but then when we got there, they were having like a Disney Plus event, so we didn't know that was happening. And there was like what do you call the
blow up balloons,
is that what it's called?
I see.
Of like different characters. I took pictures with Maggie from The Simpsons. She's so cute. There was also Olive and the Captain America's shield.
Oh,
there was the Mandalorian helmet, but no Baby Yoda.
Oh, that's
sad. Yeah. And there was something else that I'm missing, I think, but I don't remember. But that was pretty cool to see. And we got like a little badge that says Disney Plus Day. And then it was like a whole nonstop ride back to Redondo.
Oh.
20 miles.
Oh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Talking about Disney Plus. Have you been watching anything lately?
Lately? No, nothing new. the last movie that I saw, it's not a new movie at all, but we saw the Guardians of Galaxy.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, I love it. It's so fun.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yeah.
Like 4 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
like about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
I started watching My Name is Earl.
My Name is Earl?
On Disney uh-huh. Plus.
Uh-huh.
And I finished it in like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Which is really fast because there's like 4 seasons. I liked it. But like, I didn't like the ending. I bet nobody liked the ending. Because like, mm-hmm. Season 5 was cancelled.
Mm. Oh.
And it ended in such a cliffhanger.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure nobody liked that ending.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I got sad after watching that ending.
Mm.
And like, right after I finished watching the ending, I started watching Fresh Off the Boat.
Oh. That's always fun.
And like, there's like 4 seasons?
Mm-hmm.
5 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 seasons of Fresh Off the Boat. I started watching it like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like halfway through season 4.
Nice.
I'm watching too much. Like, I like sitcoms.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Especially when there's like little kids in it.
Uh-huh.
And like, over that time, you see them like growing up.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is. That's why I like Full House.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting very off topic.
No, it's all good.
So, uh-huh. Also biking.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Event. 40 miles.
What's been new with you?
Oh, so for me,
mm-hmm.
I just graduated driving school.
Oh, uh-huh. How did that go? Congrats.
It was good, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Tell me more.
I graduated.
Yay!
And like
mm-hmm.
Japanese driving system.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically mandatory for you to go to like driving school, right?
Mm.
And like, you go to driving school, you get a permit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, permit, you do everything within the school. Like,
uh-huh.
take a test, the reading test, and driving test.
Uh-huh.
In the school. And
uh-huh.
if you pass that, you get a permit.
Mm-hmm.
You could drive around. And like, graduate Asian exam
mm-hmm.
is only driving. There's mm-hmm. no written test for the school itself.
Okay.
And
okay.
once you graduate, if you pass the driving test and graduate the school,
mm-hmm.
you take the certificate, the proof that you graduated the school, to the
mm-hmm.
police station.
Mm.
You take the written test at the police station.
Mm. Huh.
So I'm very nervous weird. About that because like I have to go to the police station.
Yeah.
And like
uh-huh.
yeah, the police makes me nervous.
Mm.
Mm. Not that I did anything bad, but like it makes me nervous.
Yeah, no, I get it. Why? That's so weird, though. Why did they go to?
It is.
Station to do your driving test.
Mm. Mm. And like another different thing about Japan with driving
mm-hmm.
is that like parking.
Mm.
Takes money.
Yeah, so does here for the most part.
But like most suburban places, people just park.
Right.
At the random places.
Uh-huh. That's true.
And like in Japan, like everywhere you go, you have to pay for parking.
Mm. That's inconvenient.
It is.
Yeah.
And like when you like go buy a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need a proof that you have a parking spot that you're paying for monthly. If you don't, you can't buy a hot car. I think that's like different. Is it different?
Wait, at your house?
Hmm?
Parking at your house?
Well, at your house is free, but like if you have a parking lot at your house.
Uh-huh. So if
but like most houses in Japan, it's not big enough to have a parking spot.
Uh-huh.
So everyone you can have pay to mostly for like extra tiny land for parking spot. I think that's very inconvenient. You know?
That is very inconvenient. That's why a lot of Japanese households don't have cars.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of money. With insurance, parking.
Yeah, that's...
And what do you call those? Like the car checkups thing.
Ah.
Yeah, like that is mandatory. It's against the law if you don't do that.
Right.
Like, every year.
Uh-huh.
And like in America, I don't know like the actual law, but like there's a lot of people who just leave the warning lamp on. if they don't want to pay to get checked.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, there's like, no law against that.
Like you get a ticket.
Uh-huh. That's crazy.
You could have your license taken away.
That's super strict.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But again, I think like it's a lot safer. Making it law, making everyone like check the car once a year.
Yeah.
It's a lot safer. Less accidents.
For sure.
And like the actual driving test.
Uh-huh.
Like the instructors are very picky. Like when I got a license in America, like I don't remember like having to check everything. You know?
What do you mean check everything?
Like they don't check if you like look like backwards
when
you're like changing lane.
Uh-huh, or like
You just need to take a quick look at the mirror and go, right? You have to actually turn your neck, and if you don't you get a point minus off. So like they're very strict.
Yeah, that does sound super strict.
And like yeah, you have to check everything. You can't even go like one like speed limit over, or you get like a point deduced per second of over speeding. And even like if you're driving slow, you get point reduced, like
so you have to stay on specific speed.
Yeah, like mine like just that speed or like minus like 5. So if the speed limit is like 40, you have to stay between 35 and 40 at all times during the exam.
Can you do 45?
No.
Okay.
Well, at least my instructor told me not to.
I'm sure there are people who still do.
And like,
okay,
I'm looking at my coworkers drive.
Uh-huh.
And like a speed limit is like 30.
Uh-huh.
And they're like driving at like 80.
Oh, see, it's just the proper way and the everyday way, it's different.
And like that led to me questioning this stereotype of like Asians being bad at driving. Like where did that come from?
No, maybe they do that to reverse that stereotype. Or maybe it's like
Japan is very strict. I bet most Asian countries are the same. And like India, there's no traffic. There's no such thing as a stoplight, and they're driving without accidents. So like they're very good at driving.
It's either they're really good or like they're just like used to it.
Yeah, but like you have to be very good to be get used to that traffic, you know. Like everyone just going on random lanes. Yeah, I don't even know if they have lanes.
Yeah, they just go wherever they want to.
And they don't get into accidents.
I'm sure there are accidents. It's just,
yeah, I'm pretty sure they are, but like
not
enough to like change the traffic laws.
Yes.
So
yes.
They're gonna be good.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, like,
where did that stereotype come from? You know?
It's something to think about.
It is.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
So, I heard that you were moving.
Like I just noticed how I like missed a segue to talk about that part. Okay, so I was thinking about moving. I'm going back to the topic of like parking spaces.
Yeah,
that's where I was trying to go with the parking.
Right. Talk.
Mm-hmm. I went off track.
It's okay.
So like, since Japan, like the parking is like, very strict.
Right.
Like, if I'm getting a car, I'm planning to like move to a new apartment with an actual parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
I could get the parking spot like at least like cheaper, or like at least within my house rent.
Right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It don't feel like I'm paying extra for parking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm planning to do that in like next year, March.
Oh,
Because the room I live in right now is like 2-year contract. I don't want to pay extra for like taking down the contract. So I'm doing that in March. Yeah. There's nothing much to talk about, but like I didn't plan anything else.
Do you have like a place in mind, like a neighborhood that you want to move to?
Oh, like I was looking for I was like briefly looking through it, through like random rooms, and there was this like cool looking room. It's like a single one room, like studio room, but like the bathroom, you know, like normally like bathroom separated by walls, right?
Yeah,
like that room is separated by a glass wall.
Oh,
if you have people over, people could watch you take a bath. And I thought that was very funny.
Oh,
I was really considering trying to like move into that place.
Because
I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
a good reason to move into that place.
Wait, is that the only reason why you want to move to that place? So you could see people take a bath?
They say it's like a designer room designed by like a professional designer.
Yeah, sure.
And it looked very unique.
It is unique.
And I thought it was interesting.
Uh-huh.
And plus, the rent itself is not that expensive.
Oh,
it's okay. Like
50,000
JPY, 500 USD per month.
Yes, very good.
But like that's like double the rent of what I'm paying right now.
Your place is just too cheap.
It's like 290 USD per month. Uh-huh. It's supposed to be cheaper. I'm paying extra because I didn't have anyone to insure that like I could pay the rent.
Oh.
Yeah, so they had to like boost up the rent to like for the insurance kind of stuff.
I see.
Yeah, this room is very cheap.
Yeah.
Very old.
A
lot of cockroaches.
But I feel
no
like
matter how clean your room is, there's a lot of cockroaches. Because they come from different other rooms. So yeah, I'm planning to move. So it's almost Thanksgiving, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Bachan is almost Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, what are you going to do in Thanksgiving? Because I'm not celebrating Thanksgiving.
That is a very perfect question because our father or our parents literally just called asking.
They did. Disturbing our session.
Asking what we are going to be doing for Thanksgiving.
What are you like?
So there's no official plan yet, but like me and Shen might go to California for the weekend, or my parents were planning on coming here to Vegas. So we'll see what happens. It really depends on how Shen feels after work. Like he wraps on the 23rd, I think, 23rd or 24th. And Thanksgiving is on the 25th. So, like, I don't know if he wants to travel back to Cali.
That's true. He might be too tired to
travel. So, if he doesn't want to, I guess we'll stay here.
What are you guys going to do if you're going to stay in Vegas? Like, and your our parents goes over?
Like, honestly, if our parents come over, it's whatever they want to do. I don't think I could take charge. Yeah. Because if I were to plan something for them, they'll have like a total different plan that they want to do.
Oh.
I mean,
do you have any idea what they want to do?
I have no idea.
Ah.
Last time they came over, like 3 years ago, I thought we were, you know, like having chicken or something.
Mm.
But then my dad wanted like a whole, like a barbecue platter. I was like, what? Why are we having barbecue? But I mean,
our father is very free spirited.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they're coming, I'm not doing anything. they're gonna do everything themselves.
So. Oh. That's nice. That's nice too, I guess. Because there's a lot of parents that like expect the child to do everything.
I mean, that would be easier on me. So then I could just do whatever.
Oh, oh.
And just have everything prepared when they.
But like again, like if you try to do whatever, they might like be complaining everything.
Exactly.
Like how you cook the chicken, not a turkey.
I mean, they prefer chicken anyway.
So. Or like how you made chicken on a barbecue.
Exactly. Yeah. Mhm.
So I guess it's good that like our parents is trying to do everything, what they want to do, so we don't have to plan anything.
Yes. So yeah, do you do anything? I mean, not for Thanksgiving, obviously, because there's no such thing.
There's no such thing. There's no pilgrims here.
For Native Americans. Do Japanese people eat turkey? Is that like an option?
I think so.
At like grocery stores, do they have like grounded
chicken? I don't think so, no. I only see chickens, KFCs in Christmas.
Yeah.
I still don't understand.
Since you're not celebrating Thanksgiving, let's do like a little thankful you know, say what we're thankful for.
Okay.
So go ahead. What are you thankful for?
Well, how many things am I supposed to say? Top how many?
Let's do 3 to 5.
Should I put it in order?
That could be in any order, I guess.
Okay. I'm not prepared.
Me either. It's okay.
Okay, so I'm just gonna do top three.
Okay.
That's like right off my mind right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Number three.
Uh-huh.
I am thankful of, I think like only talking about like this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think number three is gonna be my parents.
Mm.
And like a lot of you might think that's like very low. Like mm-hmm. your parents should be number one mm-hmm. and all.
Mm-hmm.
But they're number three this year at least. Uh-huh. I was like compared to like my other two that I'm planning to put in that just came out in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like they didn't do much for me.
Oh, uh-huh.
And like, yeah, I know they care about me and they're willing to do anything for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But like this year, mm-hmm. Like only this year, I'm mm-hmm. not saying like my whole life.
Okay.
Only
yeah.
this year,
uh-huh.
like, I don't think, I don't feel like they did much mm-hmm. for me, but I know mm-hmm. they care and like they're willing to do anything if I ask for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful for that.
Mm.
Mm. Number two.
Okay.
Top two.
Yep.
Has to be my friends overseas.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Because I don't have much friends here. Well, I'm thankful for them too. Like,
mm-hmm.
they're very supportive.
Mm.
Friends, my friends in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't talk much.
Mm.
Mm. And like my friends in abroad,
mm-hmm.
like mostly America and somewhere in Europe, he's like mm-hmm. traveling around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
they always send me like messages saying like how you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and we also have like group mm-hmm. chat thing,
mm-hmm.
just like talking about like how we're doing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those kind of small things that like gets me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I don't have any friends in Kagoshima right now.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like all my friends abroad that talks to me once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how old you are.
You got old friends?
Yeah, like friends' parents.
Oh, okay.
They just like come into my, like my messages saying like how you doing and stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I love them all.
Mm.
Number one
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
my siblings.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Ha-chan and Mi-chan.
Uh huh.
I think like, especially you, Ha-chan, like I talk to you the most.
Honestly, I think I talk to you the most too, like on the phone or video call. Mm-hmm.
I talk to you guys like the most.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and we're also doing this podcast together, we're doing YouTube together.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. And like, that's why you guys are number one. Because we're constantly talking to each other, seeing each other on videos, mm-hmm. video calls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And yes, some people might think I'm a horrible boyfriend for not including my girlfriend. But there's a reason.
Okay.
She's like top four. Uh-huh. I might be messed up uh-huh. by saying this, for saying this.
Uh-huh.
But like this, not this year, like this half a year.
Uh-huh.
Not this half, like this whole year. This uh-huh. 2 years maybe?
uh-huh.
Like she got hooked on like a smartphone game,
mm-hmm.
mobile game called Sky, which is like an online game.
Uh-huh.
And like she got like real hooked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a lot of friends online.
Mm-hmm.
She's not talking to me.
Oh no, how sad. Wait, what? So
like
okay.
This won't be in the podcast, you guys won't know this, but like look at this message with my girlfriend. Like I'm just like sending a lot of messages and she's like what I step.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
It is.
Do,
but do she's still in top four because like I know she actually cares about me.
Uh-huh.
But she's just like busy talking with her online friends.
Do you express your sadness to her?
Yeah, a lot.
And what does she say?
She apologizes.
Uh-huh.
She loves me. It's okay.
Okay, if you say so.
Like,
uh-huh.
It's not like I don't feel any love from her.
Uh-huh.
I feel tons of love from her.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Uh-huh.
But no attention.
Oh, my baby.
Like, she will, like, 100% picks up when I call her.
Mm.
And we have, like, a call, like,
can I
almost
say
every day. Huh?
I think that's because you said it was a mobile game, right? So when she's playing and you call, she's always on her phone. So it's easy to pick. Yeah.
No, she, since she's playing on her phone,
mm-hmm.
she answers to my call from her laptop.
Oh, so is she still playing while you guys are on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like Misaki and Philip.
Is it?
Yeah.
And well, like all I hear is like her game's VGM full blast because like she holds her phone up close to her like laptop microphone.
Oh man.
Like I think her like
uh-huh.
her microphone on her laptop is on like the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, not but like on the like top of her keyboard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way it is. And she like uses her laptop as like a phone stand.
Oh, uh-huh.
So like I hear her talking. I could hear her most of the time clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But like out of 100,
mm-hmm.
I hear her game music. Like 80 and her voice 20.
Oh no. Okay.
Yeah. So that's my reason for why she's not like number one or number two. She's like number four below my parents.
Below your parents who didn't do anything for you to say. That's funny. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What are you? Who are you thankful for?
Who or what? All right.
What?
I'll go number one
three.
First.
Hold on. Oh, number one first.
Because I feel like if I say my top three, you'll be like, "Oh, this girl," you know.
Why?
Okay. Well, anyway, number one. Will be family, including you, including Misaki, and my parents, and also including Shen as well, and including Sammy and Susie.
You're including a lot in number one.
Because, you know, they're all part of family. They're family. Your family. So so that's everyone, because you know I'm always forever thankful for all of them. for many reasons.
Number two
will be my friends. This year was very, like, I had very, like, emotional days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was, like, on the verge of going through depression.
When?
This year.
Oh.
Like, late last year to early this year. Oh. And then, once again, during, like, a few months back. Anyways, and they were there to hear me rant.
that's good.
I appreciate them too for listening to me without judging. And without, you know, being, get over yourself, you know. Because that was the last thing I needed to hear, and that's what I've been telling myself all the time. Because, you know, it's really none of my business, but I was still having so much anger and sadness towards this situation.
What happened?
I don't really want to say in this podcast.
I understand.
Maybe one day. So yeah. So that was my number two. Mm-hmm. Number three, I am thankful for my Apple Watch.
Why? Uh-huh.
I have a lot of, like, alarms set remind myself to do stuff, and it's very helpful. Bless you.
Thank you.
Like, just that, like, it's, like, really helpful to have on my wrist to remind me to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm at work, it tells me, like, 2 minutes until your lunch ends, and go pick up the students from this class. And, like, it reminds me, and so I don't have to be looking at the clock all the time. I could just, oh, there's a notification, I have to go. And I also like the fitness tracker that's on here.
I do too.
Yeah, even though it makes me sad at times that it's like, what? I didn't stand up at all today. What? But, like, you know, that honesty.
That honesty.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is why I am thankful for my Apple Watch.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
That's
cool.
Yeah. I'm also thankful for my Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would it, like, be your top four or your top five?
I think it's, like, within top 10. Not that high on my list.
Okay. Mine was top three, so.
I think, like, my top five is all actual people.
Yeah, I included all my people in my top two, so.
That's good.
Literally, I have nobody else in my life.
I don't have any friends either, so I know how you feel.
Yeah. The few friends that I have, like, five people, that's my
five. Couple. Friends that you actually talk to, or, like, actually friends?
The friends who listen to me rap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or who helped me rap.
Helped you rap? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So,
yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Should we start our letter reading?
Yes, we got one fan letter.
it's a fan letter. Okay.
We got one.
All right. Do you want to read it for us?
So, she sent us a little Halloween story like we asked people to do.
Mm-hmm.
She sent us a Halloween story and her favorite candy, three favorite candies.
Uh-huh.
We got a mail from, what should I call her? She sent me a mail with her actual name, so I don't want to say that.
What's her initial?
LT.
LT, Miss LT.
Her LT.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is her Halloween story.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, a friend had made a haunted house in his front yard, so he wanted us to try it out. So me, being a mom, had gone first with, I think, like, the kids behind me.
Mm-hmm.
He, our friend, had jumped out and scared me.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing a mask of some sort, and I remember slapping him in the face. And I hear, "Hey, foot hit me," and I had to laugh and say sorry. That was a funny Halloween story.
I love that. That's so funny. Just
slapped him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And like, her kids have to watch her mommy like slap a guy in the face.
That's funny.
That's very funny.
Uh-huh.
And her favorite candies are Twix, Kit Kat, and Rolo. The caramel, chocolate covered caramel thing.
Yeah.
Like Rolo. Kit Kat, that's our mother's favorite chocolate. Do you like Kit Kats?
I like Kit Kats, yeah.
Love Kit Kats. How about Twix?
Oh, I like Twix too.
Yeah. I love Twix. Uh-huh. But I don't like how like the caramel gets stuck in your teeth and stuff. Not the caramel. That is a caramel, right? Like,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, I have like a poor oral health, so it hurts my cavities.
Oh no.
Like, I don't have a cavity, but it kind of stinks.
Oh.
Maybe like a little tiny one that the dentist can't find.
Oh man.
Yeah,
I need to go to dentist too. I have health insurance, but I never use it.
Like, when was the last time you went to the dentist?
When I was 25. So what, two years ago?
It's going it.
Yeah.
For me, it's a year ago.
Oh.
2.5? About 2 years. About the same.
Okay.
About a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I had like three cavities and I had to go fix them up last year. And the dentist instructed me on how to brush my teeth.
Uh-huh. And did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, so that was our fan letter.
Thank you, LT. For sending.
Thank you. So, what is this time's topic for letter?
Let's see. So, since we talked about Thanksgiving, let's see what everyone else is thankful for.
Yeah.
Or we could also ask for Thanksgiving stories.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Like, your favorite Thanksgiving meal.
Funny stories,
like the haunted house one. Could also be something like a Black Friday nightmare stories.
Ooh.
That That'll be fun.
Fighting for a good deal.
Yeah.
Or you could send us both.
Yeah. So this was our episode for the month of November.
Oh, we're doing this monthly now.
I guess so. I don't think I could keep up bi-weekly. So
Thanksgiving special.
Thank you. So it's like holiday based now.
The next time will be Christmas special.
It's all specials from here.
And after that will be New Year's.
And then Valentine's and St. Patrick's Day.
We do have like a holiday every month, huh?
What's April?
April Fool's.
April Fool's. Oh, that's a good one. May?
My birthday.
Okay, that's a holiday. Yep.
June. First day of summer.
Okay. That works, I guess. July. 4th of July. August. My birthday.
Birthday.
September. Labor Day.
Oh, Labor Day. October, Halloween. We made a lap.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. So I guess we could make it a special every month.
We could call this SBO Holiday Podcast.
But it's not all about the holidays.
It's about our lives.
Yeah.
Just us catching up to each other.
So, just to review, we are looking for Thanksgiving stories and or what are you thankful for? Tsutsuma, where can they send that to?
You guys could send it to siblings.blowout@gmail.com. That is siblings.blowout@gmail.com.
Awesome. We are looking forward to hearing from you.
Yee.
Bye.